Larry Persily bought the 41-year-old paper earlier this year. He's been managing the business from Anchorage, where he's a university professor teaching journalism. He says running the Skagway News is nothing like big city reporting.
It's a much harder assignment. You've got to be a mix of reporter and also counselor and compassionate and understanding and supportive of the community. It's not the same as being an anonymous reporter for the Seattle Times.
The editor he'd hired is leaving, so he says he's ready to pass on the whole newspaper to someone local or willing to relocate. The paper's circulation is around 500, but that's not bad considering the community's year-round population hovers around 1,000. The paper's founder, Jeff Brady, says even with social media and a robust rumor mill, small towns like Skagway need their paper of record.
Stories go around and around different ways in a community, but really not until they land in the paper is there any, validity to them. I mean, people will always be drawn to, what really happened? Let's go look in the paper.
And that's one reason Persily says he needs to find someone to carry on that tradition. He's 68, and he got his start in journalism in the 1960s.
I'm hoping to find a replica of myself for 2019, 2020 to take over a small newspaper in a very small town. Yeah, the odds aren't good, but I believe in it.
The owner-editor will also need to be a publisher with a knack for business. The paper's debt-free, but making money isn't easy. The Skagway News owes its existence to the visitor's guide it publishes for the million or so tourists who walk off cruise ships each season. Skagway Chamber of Commerce's Blaine Merrow says the paper's old-fashioned advertising is crucial for local businesses.
I can't imagine not having an ad in the paper, and everybody has the opportunity to advertise in the paper, what their business is about, if they're having a sale.
So what does Persily want in a successor? He expects to get calls from all over, but says his preference is someone who already knows the lay of the land.
Someone who knows what a ferry system is and why it's a mess. Someone who understands in the history of state funding for schools and why it's so important and why communities are nervous. And someone who understands a seine from a gillnet, from a hand troller, from a power troller.
But the clock is ticking. The visitor's guide goes to the printers in the spring, which means Persily needs a new editor in place for the new year. If you're interested, he says to make sure you check your spelling. He's already fielded an inquiry from someone who spelled the name of their own town wrong. The job's still open. I'm Claire Strimple.